Let's do something a little more current day. There's Brady Bunch news to be had today. This is...
Here's the story.
Yeah. Do you recall, I know Biggie will recall this, 5 years ago, HGTV did a very Brady renovation on the house.
Oh, yes. Then they tried to sell, or did sell it, yeah.
Sold it to, like, an entity, I believe.
But they actually made the house in to look exactly like it did during the show inside.
Correct. Which...
So the inside matched the outside.
Yeah, unheard of because the outside of the house was the exterior, and in the show they shot on a soundstage, but now somebody bought that house. Well, at that time, apparently that got way better ratings than anybody thought it would on HGTV. A lot of people watched it. It was a big deal. So CBS was very serious about getting a Brady Bunch reunion show. You know how all these shows are rebooted.
Oh, yeah.
Streaming it on Paramount Plus or even putting it on CBS. And all the actors that played each one of the six kids agreed to be on the show. And it was in the works for a year. And then they discovered that the woman who played Cindy as a child, Susan Olsen, had been fired from a radio show for some comments that were deemed homophobic in 2016. So they went to her and said, your politics are getting in the way here. You've said some homophobic things and been fired. And she said, well, I'm not going to change who I am. And they said, will you take a course on how to be politically correct?
They did not.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
Saying this?
She is. She is saying now that they asked her to take a course on political correctness, and she did. She took a course on how to be politically correct, but at the end of the day, they found more things in her past and said, we just can't work with you.
Yeah.
So they scrapped the whole idea.
You're going to be a problem down the road.
And she says, I stand by my politics. She's a libertarian and a supporter of former President Trump and has said, I stand by my convictions, and I can't believe I'm not allowed to play a character that I've been playing for 50 years. And I don't think it would have anything to do with the show. Although her idea was to make it like the Roseanne reboot. The Roseanne reboot was somewhat political in that Roseanne voted for Trump and her sister voted against Trump in 2016. But at the end of the day, they were still a happy family and got along, which she said she would like to see that the Brady Bunch reunion pattern after that. But CBS said, nah, we're not going to do it. They've developed it for a year and then said,
oh, yeah, I'm sure the people would have loved it.
Yeah.
You know,
you could still do it if they wanted to. I mean, if everybody else is it. But I don't think CBS would show it, but you could put it on a streamer.
Yeah, they could put it on their Paramount Plus. That's what they were going to do anyway, put it on Paramount Plus. And then maybe CBS also. They hadn't decided yet. But would it work with only five of the kids?
You'd have to kill off somebody.
Well, Cindy.
Yeah.
She'd be the one.
Knowing that she's out there and not acting in the show, I think might be a
drawback. You could just say she's locked up for Gen 6.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Maybe they could
just play into it. Yeah.
Like a prison call.
Yeah. Well, no, you just tell, just have mentioned during family dinners and stuff. Oh, we miss Cindy, but she did storm the Capitol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on a resume? Let's see. Worst actor on the original show. By a mile. Of course, she was very young. That may be unfair. Radio. Oof. Homophobic rants. Capital Stormer.
Yeah, well,
if I was her, I'd be mad. I went through the motions of going to these seminars.
Class?
Yeah,
she did. She
made me take this class for nothing.
Yeah. Nothing, and they canceled it.
You can't call him that anymore, Cindy.
maybe Jan could be like a lesbian, and then it creates real tension on the show. But at the end of the day, they're all happy, even though, like, Jan, who pretended to have a boyfriend when she was younger.
Just to be cool and fit in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. George Glass, now you could say, here's the reason she did that, and that's the whole thing. Interesting, but it never materialized.
Yeah. Your kids ever watch Brady Bunch? Kelly,
yes,
you got two teenagers.
When they were younger, they watched Brady Bunch and liked it. I think that show continues with generation after generation. I mean, that show wasn't even on when I was born, barely.
It's kind of like the Golden Girls to me. I mean, the Golden Girls just keep popping up in a new generation, and so does the Brady Bunch.
Boy, they do. Golden Girls especially.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once again, it's T-shirts and everything else for Gen Zers.
I've got Golden Girl coffee mugs.
Trading cards,
T-shirts. Those little Fungo things, is that what they're called? I have a great B. Arthur and Betty White Fungo. In fact, I think I have all four of the ladies, and I welcome that. That's one thing that's great to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a little more current. John Stamos is in the news. He's talking about he's written a memoir. And I mentioned, what does he have in common with me? We both can hold a grudge. He says recently, in being interviewed about his memoir, he says, the reason I got into acting and wanted to be a star comes from my senior year in high school. He says, when I was a kid, I was very into nerdy things. First of all, I did the school play. He said he did a lot of magic. He worked with a lot of puppets, and he was in the marching band. And he was not what was considered like good looking when he was in seventh, eighth, ninth grade, according to him. Okay.
All right. We're grading on a curve here. I mean, that's
then
a good looking man.
He says in his junior year of high school, he sprouted into what he looks like today.
Braces come off. Glasses come off.
Exactly. The classic ugly duckling. And all of a sudden, he's really good looking. Well, apparently, the quarterback of the football team had a girlfriend, and the girlfriend suddenly became interested in Stamos and told him at a party, I'm into you. So Stamos starts telling his friends, guess who's into me at this party? And the guy came over and punched him right in the face and gave him a black eye.
Boom.
So Stamos said, that moment, I said, one of these days, I'm going to be a celebrity, and I am going to own this guy. I'm going to play a concert with the Beach Boys. This is literally what he wrote, and he has now played concerts with the Beach Boys. I'm going to invite this guy to the concert, and I'm going to say, you're the reason, when you gave me that black eye, that I've gone on to be an incredible success.
Thank you.
But he's never done it.
Oh, does he want to turn the spotlight on the guy and have everybody boo and spit on him?
Exactly. He's like, I'm going to turn the spotlight on him, have everybody boo and spit. I'm going to say, here's the reason. And then I'm going to drive off in my limousine and point at him as I leave and crotch point. That's the grudge I'm holding against this guy. But he doesn't remember his name. He does not recall the guy that punched him. But he remembers that the girlfriend had a crush on Stamos by the time Stamos became a junior.
You don't remember the guy who pushed you into showbiz? The name?
That's
the quarterback?
That's what I was thinking.
Stamos.
Stamos said I would have called him like Little Wiener or something and bring him to the show. But he can't. That's surprising to me that he can't remember the name like that. Although.
And this may be one of those situations, too, where if he did remember the name, and if you were able to track down the guy, he'll have no memory of it.
The guy?
Yeah. Zero memory of punching some guy at a party.
Yeah, Stamos. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to be hard during Kokomo.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
And it's hard to be hard. And it's hard to be hard at a Beach Boys concert with that crowd, period. I mean, the crowd is older. Or people
older.
Like me who just love the Beach Boys.
So
it's real hard to get the crowd amped up where it's like, you know who this guy is? Aruba, Jamaica. What was going on here?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. He can't really bow up on the guy at that point. All right. That's fair. I think that's a fair point. It's interesting, though. When I used to be in high school and like my parents or older people would say, I can't remember certain parts of high school. I'd say, how can you forget that? You know, like Kristen was just saying, now there are certain things, like I can't remember people's names.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard for me to believe because I knew them. I mean, you spend 4 years with them.
Sure.
And now I'm like, what was that guy's name?
You know?
You know, and it does leave you, you know, over time.
You know, you're not on social media a bunch, Chris Kelly, but I'll get friend requests.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have, you know, 40 mutual friends. And I'll be like, I bet we went to high school together.
Yeah, who are they?
But I have no clue who they are.
Mm-hmm. I know. You do forget. And I wish this would be my 35th high school reunion, but nobody does it. We don't get together anymore.
Social media, man. It's because there's you still see it, but it's also just everybody knows what everybody's doing.
I know. And so hopefully for our 40th, because I'd like to get together, you know, I want to hug some folks. I want to get in there and say, let's go, you know, hug it out. Mm-hmm. These are people I haven't seen in, golly, you know, 35 years, some of them. I mean, there's a couple I still have dreams about. But other than that,
those poor women, do not mention their names. They're already in witness protection.
Yeah.
You remember my friend?
Yes, don't.
And at 40th reunion at that point, it's like, so you're divorced again?
Yeah.
Well, because during the 25th, you were divorced once. But
see, you should have done 30. You should have agitated and been active for 35 because now you've got to keep starving yourself for 5 more years so you can have a revenge
body.
You're
right. You're right. I want to have revenge body because I had the worst body at the 10th and the 20th.
Yeah, you were big and round.
And we... That's right. That's what they called me. They were like, oh, there's Big and Round. Plus, they made me do like the announcements because I used to do announcements. And I think they just did that for sport.
Will the owner of a white Nissan Sentra please move your car?
Yeah. Now I've got revenge body, yeah, just like John Stamos, but yeah. I can't show that all.
Just as a reminder, there's a defibrillator near the pond. Anyone needs it, this is the 40th reunion.
And I really thought that restraining orders would not apply during reunions, but apparently I was mistaken. Officer? Yes, that's right.